Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson, and we're your hosts this morning on Circles of Prosperity, Oracle Friday. And, of course, we have Gloria Wells, who moderates our chat room. She's been pretty busy these past few weeks, and so in and out. But I'm going to try to keep up with things with you guys in the chat room. You know the rules. Dial 914-338-0590 and get a reading with our fabulous and wonderful Dr. Reggie. Listen, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm not trying to sell you on Dr. Reggie, but he is extremely accurate. So if you have questions, go ahead and call in. But not only is he accurate, he is loving, compassionate, and will help you through some of your most difficult challenges with extreme amount of love. So tweet your friends. Let them know we're here online waiting to get their call. Area code 914-338-0590. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you this morning, sweetheart?
I'm fine, precious. I'm fine. You were busy yesterday, huh?
Oh, my God. It was so much fun to teach a class on developing the psychic powers because, you know what? They're all new students, and they learned a lot. And they thanked me. They gave great testimonies, and it was wonderful. Everybody tried psychometry, the energy of touching things and picking up information. And everybody got it right. That was amazing.
What does that prove to you?
That God is in everything and everywhere.
Everything. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times we disconnect ourselves when we talk about psychic ability and calling a psychic. We don't really acknowledge that. A lot of psychics say, spirit is telling me. But what is spirit?
Mm-hmm.
God, the Bible says God is spirit.
That's right.
And so we are being, and you know, we move into, okay, we say spirit, we say source, we say universe. We're trying to identify this energy rather than a man or a human being. It is an energy. It is a force.
Mm-hmm.
And it flows through all of us. All of us. The expression of God it moves through us. It expresses through us. And our link to that nature is our psychic ability, is it not?
Yes, because psychic means soul.
Mm-hmm.
And you became a living soul. After God made man, he became a living soul. So why is that so unusual, living in the mind of God, for something not to work? Faith is already here. It's about you believing and having it and trusting.
I know. You had the most powerful tweet the other day. I just loved it. You said, we live in the mind of God. Why not expect miracles?
Amen.
I've adopted that one. I've repeated it. I don't know how many times to different friends and in conversations. But if we live in the mind of God, in other words, we're in that energy, that God energy. Why can we not expect miracles? And I expect them. And so last night, you had a room full of people who were experiencing miracles. I mean, I will never forget the first time I took a piece of jewelry that belonged to someone in your class and held it in my hand. And the other thing that you teach, and it's a very subtle way that you do this, because after watching you through all these classes, I'm real, you know, it took time for me to catch on what you were doing. But you always give us the instruction to, he says, your first instinct, your first image is God speaking to you. Trust your first, the first images that come up. And so I'm holding these keys. I think it was keys. And you know who it was? It was Mary Chiawa, and I didn't even know Mary at that time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And so we're in this class, and I'm holding these keys, and I said, well, the only thing I see and I'm feeling is all this tension about getting on the freeway. I see the car, and it's going down the ramp, and the person is just panicked about merging onto the freeway. And she starts laughing. She says, I just get really nervous about merging into the traffic. But it was my first, that was the first image that came up. And you say, trust it. And so what do we teach here in Circles of Prosperity? Trust and trust and have faith and faith. Listen,
yes.
Sometimes we have to trust the spirit, the energy of God. It just doesn't work without us trusting.
Yes, that's true.
I shouldn't say it doesn't work. We can't manifest. We don't manifest the desires of our heart.
Well, it works a lot better when you trust, because you know what? Your Geiger counter is your feeling. And when you learn to trust your first impression, that's the correct one. Everything else you're guessing, and that's called ego. You
mm-hmm.
don't want that. You want to use the first impression. It will never fail you. Never will.
Wow. I just mm-hmm. love it. I just love it. You're an awesome teacher. You're an awesome
Thank
teacher.
You.
You know, you're my husband, too, but I can just say.
Okay.
Honey,
after 25 years, you get to know me, you know.
I know. And, you know, and the thing that I know for sure that I can tell everybody is that you trust in trust and have faith in faith. You live your life by faith. And sometimes, and you can tell them this and share it. Sometimes I get so infuriated with you. Because you don't deal with what I would call reality.
Mm-hmm.
You're off in Never Never Land, you know. But the bottom line is,
I think it's a perceptual difference. When people have a perception of God, you live in the same reality, but it's what Jesus said. Be in the world, but not of the world. Because when you're of it, you get caught up in the frustration, the bills to pay, my car needs fixing, I got to go to work, they didn't give me enough of my paycheck, blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on. When you get into the realm of the God realm, you don't worry about those things. You start learning one thing, that worry is a spiritual sickness and doubt is prayer in reverse. You learn to trust in trust and you move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Anything going backward is not a good thing to do, you know? And so that's the realm that you're living in. And people
yeah.
say, well, how can you do that? But you do it, because and you survive every time.
Yeah, it's true. I've lived with you long enough to know that it does work that way. So I've had to beat myself up, fought my head up against the wall and come out bloody before I got it. But eventually I did get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, I know everybody's anxious and want to hear some readings this morning. I'm going to give you the number to call in. It's 914-338-0590. Probably some people thought we weren't going to be here today because it was so screwy last week. When they rolled out that new website, it was horrible. Hi, Pam. How you doing, baby? Love you. Okay, so Dr. Reggie, let's go into our opening prayer this morning, and
mm-hmm.
then I'll take you to our first caller.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful, brand-new Friday that we've never seen before, and we'll never see this one again. We thank you that we live and move and have our being in the Christ mind of who we are part. Give us wisdom and encouragement to answer the people on the line and give them direction under the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Okay, so let's see who's on the line this morning. Good morning. Area code 678, you're on the air.
Good morning, sweetie Cynthia and awesome Dr. Reggie.
Oh, hi, Susie.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I wanted to tell you that, see, after 25 years of marriage, you still are amazing, Cynthia. And that is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, I'm still in love and still in awe from the. I'm still in awe of him from the very first time I met him. It's just the same feeling. It has not changed.
That
and I'm blessed
so
that way. That's
beautiful.
A blessing. You have a question for me, Susie?
Yes, it's Valentine's Day this week. Give me some love.
I do feel one thing is possible. Before the 14th, there'll be some other things coming up. Before the 14th, right before, and the day after, there will be love for you. There will be you get strong signals about what's happening. Very strong signals. In fact, I thought about you in class yesterday when somebody said something about a musician, and nobody knew where it was coming from, and I said, she was supposed to be here tonight. You're picking up the vibration of her, of my friend Susie, who's going to be here tonight. It was in class. Somebody said, why am I picking up somebody being in love with a musician? This is crazy. So
That
energy coming is coming up very shortly for you on the 13th and right after.
Oh, my gosh. You just gave me gold and silver and diamonds, Rick.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a good thing. You're going to feel good about it, too.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Thank you very much for that message.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to catch up with you and Cynthia very soon because I just want to hug and love you.
Oh, okay. we can feel it over the phone.
We feel it. That's so true. We feel it over the phone. We love you, too.
That's wonderful. And I hope you have a very special day as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
and have a good weekend, Susan.
You too. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for the message.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, precious.
Bye-bye.
I just love her. Good morning. Area code 585. You on the air?
Hi, Cynthia. It's Pam Rogers in the chat room. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I finally figured it out.
Dr. Reggie, I'm hoping you can help me. I lost contact with my oldest son's godmother, and I noticed her relatives are on Facebook, but she's not. I asked them if something happened to her, and nobody's answered me. Can you tell me if you sense if she's alive?
Give me her first name. Give me her first name.
Sharon.
Sharon's still around. She's around. She's going through a lot. And there's something happening with the family, too, anyway. There's some disconnection between Sharon and someone else. Is somebody else in another city or town? I feel that energy right now. I don't feel that she's lost or crazy. I feel that she's kind of backing down from all the drama.
Well, you know what happened? Years ago, she got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother forced her to put the baby up for adoption.
Oh, my God.
Since then, she was never right.
Right.
Well, that's why I thought maybe something happened because I asked her mother, her sister and brother where she is.
And
she's
they're keeping
on
everything hush-hush. She's
yeah,
okay.
They won't
she,
tell me nothing.
Yeah, they are. They're keeping it hush-hush. It's very hard, disheartening to give up a baby that you had because of somebody else's stuff. And it hurts her very much, but she's trying to learn to cope with that. It's not easy for Sharon, not at all. But she's a pioneer. She'll make it. She'll work it out. And you'll hear from her soon.
Well, she doesn't know where I'm living now, so as I'm wondering if I should be looking in other places. You know, I've looked on Twitter, I looked on Facebook, I tried Googling her name, and there was a Sharon that was her age, and
she
passed away. So I'm hoping she didn't.
Oh, Lord, no. She'll be contacting you.
She will?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Have a great Friday, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie.
All right.
Okay, sweetheart, you too. Love you.
Bye-bye.
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 Wow. That gave me chills, Dr. Reggie.
It did?
Mm-hmm. It
really did. When people go through things, it's something they have to go through, and to let them go through it and allow it to happen. Don't try to force your life with a forcing current. Let them go through it, then they'll contact you.
Wow. But look how many years that she has carried that energy within her, the guilt of giving up her baby.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, you know what? I'm sending her love and light, Sharon. And you have a dear friend in Pam who wants to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
And probably would also will want to help you heal. You'll have a good, strong spiritual partner in Pam so that you can have a healing. I'm praying for that. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Area code 661, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Okay. Oh, no problem. What's your name?
Bob.
Bob, all right, Bob. What's going on, Bob?
not much, really. Just I was just listening in, and you guys seem to have a good marriage after 25 years, and I was just like, man, how do you do that? I mean, I just have never been married and just felt like a total loser in love, and sometimes
You're not a total loser. Don't say that, because you know what?
Well,
I don't know what I've been through, man. That's okay. It doesn't matter what you've gone through. You got to go through something to get to something. I don't care how many people you've gone through, how much your parents have influenced you in a negative way. It doesn't matter. It's what you want to do now, right now, not about the past. What you've been through made you stronger. But what you're going through now is going to make you, man.
Wait,
I feel God hates me sometimes.
You feel that God hates you?
Yep.
Well, there's only one energy that God can be, and it's energy, and it's about love. He cannot hate. That's a falsehood. He can't hate you. He made you in the first place and thought of you as an idea in his mind to bring you through the mother vehicle to be on planet Earth. So, no, there's no hate. There's no hate here. It's about self-perception and self-actualization and self-identification. You are a powerful child of God. I don't care what you've gone through. It's from a karmic lesson from the past or in the future. And right now, it's about you holding on to your past and say, you know what? I've learned a great deal here. It hurt like hell, but I've learned a lot. So now I'm ready to move out of my past and get out of the mud and move forward in the light. And you can do that. You have that power and the ability. But don't keep talking about it over and over again how bad it was, because it won't change. It changes when you think differently. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that a million times, and it just seems
Then you have to act
on
it and believe it. If you don't, you'll hear it again a million more times. So learn to act on it and trust it. If you don't do anything about it, it never changes. It's not the situation. It's you making the change.
I mean, you know, it's easy for you to say you had a good marriage 25 years, but then all I've ever experienced is a bunch of crap, man.
You know
like
what, that marriage didn't happen until I was in my 30s. I was 37 before I found
Spencer. I'm 52.
Well,
I'm 52.
Good. You can still have a marriage. I've seen people get married at 50. And 80, they're still with the person 30 years. Don't give up. An age is just a number. Love doesn't die, and love doesn't have an age.
But it
Whatever
never happens,
you've gone through.
Man. It never
okay.
happens. When's
okay.
it going to happen?
Well,
it just seems like women don't like a guy who respects them too much. Unfortunately, from my experience, you give them respect, they mistake your kindness for weakness, and then they go chase some jerk that beats on them or something. It's crazy.
But you know what? When you're looking for the person that you really want, who respects you for the gentleman and the loving spirit that you are, and you can't find a woman who wants a man who loves them, they're not the one for you anyway. I don't care how many people you have to go through. You love the person that you go attract, and God will put that person in your path. He's not mad with you, and don't be mad with yourself when you go through that, that problem.
Love has been denied, man. I mean, seriously, it feels like love has been denied. I'm a human being. I'm not perfect. You know, I'm not made out of iron. I don't know what God expects of me. It seems like I'm just supposed to sit here and never have any emotions and never feel bad, and I'm just not supposed to have one shred of doubt forever and ever. And no results going on here, man. It's just frustrating. I'm a human being. I don't understand what God or spirit or whatever you call it, I don't understand what it expects from me, man. This is the most frustrating thing I've ever felt in my entire life. This has been going on my whole life.
So, Bob, I will say this to you. This only has to come through revelation in your heart, okay? The only thing that the universe or God or source or whatever you believe in, the only thing it expects from you is for you to be joyful. We teach here that joy is the highest frequency that allows you to connect with spirit. So what I'm feeling from you right now and hearing from you is a lot of anger and frustration. So now what we need to find out is what will move you into your joy, because you're not going to get a relationship the loving kind of relationship you want or that you desire, as long as you have all this anger built up in you and this frustration. And you have to be willing to let that go. And the easiest way for you to let that go is to find out what brings you joy. You've got to reignite that joy in your life. Let's go back to when you were a kid. What did you love to do when you were a kid?
Play sports, baseball, basketball, hockey, football, a lot of that. I like to read music. Mm-hmm. I'm a musician, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing in your life now that gives you joy?
Right now, I mean, this is kind of overwhelms everything. I feel like God is just basically, it's one stupid little thing that I ever asked God for, or whatever you call that thing up there. It's not, I didn't think it was really asking
for
too much.
Let me stop.
And it's just like, you know, it hasn't come through, and so that's been like this big failure in my life, and it overshadows everything.
Okay, so, and Dr. Reggie, please forgive me if I don't mean to take over here.
No, I was thinking when you said for that whatever you call that thing up there, but it's
exactly.
Not just up there, it's inside of you.
In
that's
you.
The problem.
Yes.
You don't recognize that you're not separate from God. You're not separate.
Well,
this energy, you're in the mind of God. So why won't it work? If you're in the mind of God, who's failing? Your mind has to connect with the one mind that is and the one power that is that rules the universe and made the galaxies and made you. And if you're upset, you can't make everybody in the universe upset. You have to change your upsetness to joy and find your joy and live it. And when you live it, people around you will understand it and they'll be joyous too. Even the relationships that you're seeking, what you're looking for is also looking for you. But if you keep downing it and living in the past with regrets and pain and all these women are all screwed up, I don't want that anymore, then you'll keep finding it over and over again. Until you release that energy, a new energetic signature in your life will show up. Release that and move on. If you don't, it won't happen. You'll be doing this at 70 years old and 80 years old. You don't want that to happen, Bob. So what you want to do now is change the way you look at things, and the things you look at will change. I promise you. If you don't, it never will.
I don't know what that means.
It means stop saying what you're not good at and how failure you are. Don't do that. Of course you're
I'm not
human.
A failure. I'm just
well,
frustrated.
Don't look at
I'm
well,
a human
stop.
Being.
Well, stop. I'm
not
trying to fuss with you. I'm not trying to argue with you. There's no argument here. It's the truth is truth. There's no argument. Truth is truth. Release what you don't want. Release what you don't want. You don't want these women who are all screwed up in the head running to losers who beat on them. That's not who you are. So see yourself in a loving relationship with a woman who's going to love you for who you are. End it right there. Start with something simple like that. And every day, think about it. How would it feel to have this woman in your life? A beautiful lady who's smart and beautiful and warm and intelligent, who's just for you. God wants you to have that. Don't blame God for the mistake.
Why don't you blame him? Because it's been going on for a long time, man. And it's like I've been asking and praying and whatever, and I feel like it never gets answered. It's easy for you to say. You're successful at it. I've been a loser at love my whole life.
And so are you willing to change that now?
Yeah, of course. I'm willing to have some good results. I mean, I feel like I deserve it. I'm not a bad person. I'm not gross looking or anything like that, and I don't go around beating up women. It's like, what more do they want? I'm not perfect. I'm a human being. I'm not Superman, you know, and I'm not made out of steel.
Okay, so tell me about the kind of relationship that you want.
I've never had a good one. Actually, you know, for like one summer out of my 24th year, you know, I had a really nice girl who was like, really cool. It was just a summer room, and she went away to college. I went away for travel for work, and that was the end of that. And that's like the only good thing I ever had in my life, and it only lasted like 2.5 months. That's it out of 52 years.
Okay, so I need you to take a deep breath right now, okay? And I want you to tell me your fantasy relationship.
Somebody who respects you. Who's not going to stab you in the back, number one. Who's not going to sit there and disrespect you or cheat on you or steal money.
So you're telling me all the things that you don't want. I want you to tell me what you want.
somebody who respects me, somebody who appreciates me, somebody who's loyal, somebody who's got, you know, a good sense of humor.
And how does it make you feel when you when you're in that relationship? Can you tell me what it would feel like?
How would I know? I would never. It's never happened.
But you've got to be able to feel it now in order to attract it.
Then I'm in this catch-22. I don't know how to turn that flip that switch. I really don't. I'm trying to tell you, I feel like a loser with this. I have never gotten it right. I don't know. I've never been good at this.
I hear you. And here's what Dr. Reggie and I are both trying to tell you.
I feel like God doesn't hear me.
But he does. Or it does. But there, what is blocking you from your relationship coming into your life right now is the anger and the resentment that you have. And so we can't solve this for you right now. It takes practice on your part, and you have to be willing to release the anger and the resentment that you have. Every relationship that you had in the past that was not the perfect relationship was there only to reveal to you this is not what you want. And out of that desire, out of not having what you want, becomes there's a stronger desire of what you want. And right now you can't even express to me 100% in a loving way about what you want, because when you really fantasize about a relationship and the kind of relationship that you want, and you want it to be filled with love, there's no anger there. There's no resentment there. It's, oh, this beautiful woman is coming into my life. And, you know, and we both enjoy traveling together, and I see us on a cruise, or I see us traveling the world together, if that's what you like. Oh, and she's into sports. And, We went to Super Bowl. We go to Super Bowl every year. I mean, you need to go back to when you were a kid and you could dream about the things that you wanted for Christmas, the toys, or you could dream of when you couldn't wait until baseball season started. You couldn't wait until football season started. I'm trying to reawaken to you to what even joy is. You're so filled with anger and resentment right now, you can't touch that part of you that can fantasize in complete joy. Fantasy is not about, I want somebody that's going to respect me because I deserve it. And I want, no, that's not even a loving relationship. It's about what can we experience on planet life in these physical bodies that is absolutely joyous, and we do it together. Are you still there? Did you hang up? I think he hung up, Reggie.
Okay. Next caller.
Thank you.
Area code 917, you're on the air.
Good morning. It's Tina. Thank you for having the show today. God bless you guys.
God bless you, too.
All right. Who is this now?
Tina.
Did you say Tina or Tabina?
Tina.
Oh, Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm fine. That was really deep just now, and I think you guys handled that very well.
Oh, thank you so much.
You guys just
have an
overload of love over there. I'm like, wait.
But you know what? A lot of times people have a lot of psychological stuff they have to deal with, and sometimes you can't break through the barrier, so you have to let it go and let people be who they are.
I know, but you guys are so strong. If someone talks to me like that, that kind of hurts my soul a little bit, because I'm like, don't you have love? Don't you think a certain type of way?
Oh, I know.
And, oh, well, thank
but,
you. I was praying
you
for
know,
you guys.
There's,
as
an,
was
there's
talking.
An energy, though, Tina, an energy that people build up. And we all are energy. God is energy. People are energy, too. The
yes.
cheap energy is God. And when people get involved with energy like anger and frustration, that is a whole different kind of energy. And how can you expect this energy of love and peace to come in your life when another energy is all a hurricane of disruption? They don't match.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why if they don't match, it's not going to happen.
Oh, well, mm-hmm. I've been holding firm and had a happy thought. So I wanted to know what you get from my relationship with Lewis.
Lewis's energy is very strong, and I like the energy because it's very noble. And the thing is, though, he worries sometimes about what happened to him in the past. He'll sometimes do that. If he stares off into space and thinks about his past relationship. He likes the relationship with you, of course, but the past one still haunts him a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, there's nothing he has to worry about, and you don't have to worry about it either. He really is into you, so that's a good sign.
Oh, great. Now, there was someone that was in the past. Has he gone away? Because I don't know if she was trying to contact him.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He worries about that sometimes. But you know what? Even if she does, it's not a good match, so don't worry. It's not going to happen. It's just about him and you right now. It's all about you guys.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And it's a good relationship, and that's good. Because, you know, you're attracted to him by the universe bringing you guys together anyway, so that's a good sign.
I have a lot to learn. He felt like that gentleman that was just on the phone a while ago, but I have so much love. And then, wait a minute, Sister Cynthia, you are so funny. He's talking all rough, and you're like, but how are you? Oh, my God, I'm over here cracking up on the couch. Like, they are so sweet.
I know.
And then she almost got away. She said, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Don't you call God.
But, you know, some people, and he was so bitter, it's so sad that he's bitter like that because, you know what, he won't find a loving spirit if he's going to be bitter like that.
Well, you know what people are? They're mentally slothful. They're mentally lazy because if you have over 60,000 thoughts per day, you have to hold firm to positive thoughts no matter what's
right,
going
exactly.
on. You're not in the grave yet. You're alive. But sometimes if they had parents who set that seed in them, but you're grown now. You can make a choice. You have a choice to go back and grab
right,
that negative
exactly.
thought.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's like going in the garbage. Why are you going in the garbage? You know, if you came from that, go wash up, put some cologne on, and be happy. You have to know that you went through that.
That's right. That's true.
I'm like, oh, my God. And it's like sometimes the people, because they're mentally just like you guys have a successful relationship because you're not lazy. You choose peace. You send out love. And that's the key. But they don't want to hear that. It's like they're locked up in prison in their own mind with the key in their pocket.
You know, now here's the difference between me and Dr. Reggie. And this is why I think this is a good relationship, okay?
Oh.
Dr. Reggie, and I say this all the time, he lives by faith. The only thing, and God revealed this to me, God said he will not teach or preach like others because he has not had that transformation. All he knows is me. That's what God revealed to me. All he knows is me. All he knows is God. And all of his friends, they laughed at him and they teased him. Because he relied totally on God. He said, God will bring me my wife. He'll tell me. And he woke up at 2:00 in the morning when he was living in New York because Spirit said, you need to leave now or you're going to miss your wife. 2:00 in the morning, he packs up and he catches a plane to Los Angeles. Okay, so this is who he is. For 30 years, some odd years, only listening to God, only following God, that's it. Me, on the other hand, I'm experimenting all over the place, getting my heart broken. I'm living the life that a lot of our listeners are living, okay?
Yes.
But I was still seeking. I mean, I got to the point where I was where this guy is right now.
You not too.
Yes. I was, ask Dr. Reggie, I was
not
angry.
You were slice of pumpkin pie. No, you wasn't.
No, I wasn't. I was angry. I would cuss you out in a minute.
you would be all kinds
of bees.
Oh, not you. Not my sister Cynthia.
Because I understand where he was coming from. Because I had been hurt. You know, it's an amazing thing. When you want to give of yourself, and because we are pure and innocent. We're in a book study now called Breaking Free from Critical Addiction. And the author says, we are innocent. We are innocent. That divine part of us is innocent, and it is never damaged. So I'm saying to Bob, if he's still listening, that the part of him that desires love so much is still innocent. And when you've been hurt so much, you feel like there's no way that you can get back to that innocence. I felt that. There was no way that I could experience that love again. And here was this man, and I probably shared this story because it was so dramatic for me, that comes into my life, and of course I thought he was a little strange at first, but there was something about him that that I felt a tugging in my soul, and that I need to listen to him, and he began to minister to me.
Praise God.
On a and I'm very much into metaphysics, and so I have been really, when I look back on it, I realize that I was being prepared to receive him because
Absolutely.
I didn't have any judgments. I had released judgments about things, but I had also, I wasn't looking for a relationship. I was through. I said, I'm just through with men. I'm not going to deal with this anymore. So he comes into my life, and we met on the foundation of God and spirit. That's the foundation of the relationship. That's the foundation. That's where the friendship was developed. That's where the love was developed. But he was a man of faith, and I'm struggling. And I think, and I don't want to say I continue to struggle, because that's not it anymore. But I continue to release. To release
Absolutely.
The judgments. To release. I continue to release, and the more that I release, the freer I become. And that's what you guys, when you come on to Circles of Prosperity or during the week and the things that we're teaching, release is the answer. You have to be willing to release. It's all the, it's when we want to hold on to the negative stuff, this, you know, that this person me, that person hurt me, I was wounded, I was so angry, I couldn't even grieve my mother's death. I never cried once because I was angry, filled with anger. But Reggie really reawakened my innocence. He made me aware of my innocence. But I had to release and let go. And I said some very ugly things to him. And that's what kind of woke me up out of that anger, that I realized I was taking all of my anger that I had against these my past relationships, and I was projecting it onto him. And the look in his face, because you have to realize this was like an angel brought to me on earth.
Absolutely. Yes, that's true.
And the look on his face when I can't even remember what I said to him. I just know it was an arrow in his heart. And I never want to hurt a human being like that. And that's when I realized that men have feelings, because the way some men treat women, we don't think that they have feelings, but they do.
That's true.
If you hear that, heard that guy, look at him. He has feelings. And his heart, he's tired of trying to pretend that he doesn't. They have feelings. They have they can be hurt. As much as most of the time, the things that they're doing to women is because they're hurting inside.
Well, but by the same token, when we go through things, you have a choice to be bitter or to be better. And you're right.
I totally agree. I'm not in disagreement.
Yeah. So I'm saying with people like that, though, sometimes some people are so, they become comfortable with being uncomfortable. But when you, again, like I said, when you realize that you have a choice, like after my mom died and things like that, I said, you know what, I choose to send love to people. And it's amazing because people will come back, and I have so much joy, and I don't take credit for that. That's from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that joy is free, and that's the way I look at it. So even when my mom died and my brother died, at first I was upset and I wanted to kill myself because I said, oh, my God, how am I going to live without my brother? You know, because we were young and he was like my best friend. And the Holy Spirit said to me, it was me loving you through your brother. So if you get quiet and come away from the world, you can hear God talking to you.
Yes,
so I choose to send people love. If you hurt me, then I'll walk away. But I'm going to be nice to the next person in line because that's just what I choose to do. And again, like I said, it's a gift, you know, and I do attract people like that. Like I was saying, it hurts my soul when they're talking. Like, it hurts me a little bit. Like, their words are like daggers. And I'm like, but aren't you grateful? Like, why don't you, if you start your day off with 10 things for which you're grateful, then you will attract that because your mate is your mirror.
That's right.
Your mate is your mirror. So, and then God will send angels like you. You know, he woke up this morning. That was a chance for him to start anew talking to you guys. And he couldn't even get anywhere because you guys are so filled with love. And you're like, well, why don't you try this? Well, why don't you try that? You're like, well, did you try this, brother? Did you give a hug? I don't want to give a hug, but hugs are free. So if you don't want to give a hug, that's on you.
Right, exactly.
That's the choice. But we're holding him in the light. I know Bob is going to be okay.
Absolutely.
The fact
you.
That he reached out today is the beginning for him. So I know it's a process. It truly is a process. Tina, you know what? I need to grab another call. Did you get your question answered?
Yes. Well, okay, yes. And Nadim, can you pray for them? Well, Dr. Ray, you said that our relationship is unsuccessful. He wants
yes.
us to move in together. Do you see how long I should wait before I allow him to move in?
I think Lewis is a good person, but you know what? Make sure he's forgetting his past and only love him for who he is right now. If he talks about it, cut that off at the bud. You don't want that anymore. Just say, this is what we are and this is who we are. Let's move on with our life. Nobody else is involved in our life but us. Let's move on.
And his finances, will his job be okay? Because he was going back and forth with his finances, so he was a little nervous about that.
Well, anybody would be. Right now it takes money to live. But you know what? If he learns to trust in God to do that, God is a great provider of everything, everything in the universe. He would provide for Lewis, too. But he has to learn to do that trust, and it will happen for him.
Okay. Thank
it will.
You.
But he has to learn and talk about only the good things that are coming into his life and his job and everything, and watch what happens. When you speak about it, talk about it, it manifests in your life.
Oh, praise God. Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Now I can pray for Dr. Reddy and Sister
okay.
Cynthia to have a good day. Have you?
All
Father
right.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, please bless Dr. Reddy and Sister Cynthia, Jesus, be okay. Please bless their life. Please let them live long, Jesus, until 120 years old, Jesus. Please restore all their power, Jesus. Please allow for them to be blessed and be okay. And that is that Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Michael, and Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Amen. Thank you, baby. We love
thank
you.
Thank you. We love you, too. Love you, too.
Love you, too.
All right.
All right, sweetheart. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank
God bless you.
Sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. I just love when he prays for us. It's just so precious, isn't it, Dr. Reggie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Area code 301, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello? Is this me?
Yes.
Hi, is it me?
Hey! Oh, yes,
Dr. Reggie.
You know
me from 0411. She said 301. I said, who is she talking about? I was sure you were talking about Cody or who.
Oh, my goodness.
How y'all doing?
Oh, you're doing great.
You know I still love y'all. I don't care where I'm being. If you don't hear. And I'm on a call sometimes. I just don't call in. I listen.
Oh, okay.
I just don't call in. I mean, I just don't, tune in. But I'm listening. I get up and I say, oh, let me catch the call. There were a few times I called and there was no call, but then I still called.
Oh, my goodness, that's good.
And, that was precious, that prayer. I was here just chuckling. That was so precious.
It wasn't that precious. Oh,
it was.
It was so precious. I had my head me grinning and blessing and chuckling. But I'm just good to hear y'all. And I just called because, you know, this Oracle Friday, you know, it just. If I miss any day, these are the days where you just so much excitement. You know,
yeah.
And then it gives you a chance to see, because that last call, it was a lot of relationship to myself. Because, you know, I'm a type person. I don't give up. And, you know, I've been searching for a companion, you know, someone that just resonates with me and just, you know, all that good stuff. I mean, I've had some situations, and I thought they were promising, and they weren't. Dr. Reggie, they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one that may be. And the thought crossed my mind. I said, well, you know, you never want to lose that zealousness, you know, for what you want, even if you had disappointments. Because who was that they had tried the lighten bulb for 9,000 times, and the 10,000 times.
That's right.
You got it to work. So
right.
When do you give up? You don't.
You don't. That's very true.
You don't. And I told the young lady, I said, you know, my mind is telling me, well, just take it easy, just be whatever. But then my spirit told me, why? I mean, why do you lose out on the the zealousness and the excitement of it all of thinking and knowing and feeling that this might be the one. And it just might be. And the funny thing, Dr. Rick, I haven't met her yet. I haven't seen her. She saw me. She knows what I look like. And anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she likes me.
Wow, isn't that great?
And yes, and the thing is, we could have seen each other up to now, but we're saving it for a church service, to which I'm going to come to the service. They're going to have the greetings. And she's going to know what I look like, and of course, she's going to come up to me.
Right.
I told her I'm going to know who she is.
That's right. You will.
I told her I'm going to recognize her and pick up her spirit.
Yep. Because you know, it's all about spirit anyway. It's all about spirit anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about spirit. And that's what she talks about all the time. It's not how you look and, you know, what you have. It's about, you know, your spirit. Because she's been married twice. I've been married twice. But it's what I say and how it's
content of your character. Yes, indeed. Amen.
And her name is Daphne.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you see, but her name is Daphne.
But it's okay. It's going to be good. Daphne's a good name. It's a very powerful mystical name, too. And it's got a lot of magic tied to it. So it's going to be a very spiritual experience.
That's good. That's what I want. I want
it, you. I know that, and it's going to be good for you. Somebody who really understands you in all of your nature, your sensitive side, the humorous side, the serious side, who understands all of that. And this woman is very diverse and very cultural, so it's going to work out well.
Good. I don't see spiritual. Everything else is fine.
Right.
Because I'm at a point where I'm not judging. I'm living and letting live.
Amen.
That's
right.
Because
everyone has their own individual path to follow, and you're right about that. And I like the other statement, too, what Benjamin Franklin did. With 10,000 experiments to try to make electricity conduct and make it work, and after journaling in his journal 10,000 times, the Philadelphia Inquirer asked him in the 1700s, well, Mr. Franklin, you failed 10,000 times conducting electricity, and we want to know, wait a minute, young lady. I didn't fail 10,000 times. I can show you 10,000 ways it won't work. I said, woo, wow, what a powerful statement. You've been through the experience so much, so experientially, you know what won't work, and you documented everything. God will give you the lesson eventually, no matter how many times you try it. You try and try and try again, and one day it will click for you. And when it does, you are so set free, nothing else will matter.
It doesn't matter.
It won't.
I love y'all so much.
We love you too.
Yes.
We love you too, baby.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Be safe, sweetheart.
All right.
Thank you.
Wow, Dr. Reggie, there's so much going on in the chat room. Bob is in the chat room now, and we have such loving spirits in there. All love, just showering him with love.
Oh.
Just showering him with love. Okay, 203, you're on the air.
Hello.
Morning. This is Woody, huh?
Yes, how you doing?
Hey. Fine, Woody, how are you?
Okay.
What's going on? Anything new happening?
Not yet.
How's your music?
Our music partner, we're waiting for this manager to have a meeting with, and game plan to open up for her. Artists, so we waiting to meet with this person, two people, sit down and go from there.
All right. So what kind of thoughts are you holding in your consciousness right now?
Just be positive and see where everything's going.
Okay. You have a question for Dr. Reggie?
Yes, I want to know about kids, relationship-wise.
Relationship?
Yes.
Woody, you have a good energy that you're sending out into the universe, and it's going to come back in concrete form, but you just can't leave it wildly out there, just anybody, any kind of thing. Give me somebody to love me. I want something. Be very specific about what you want in this relationship. How tall the person is, how lovely the figure is. This person is very intelligent, very loving, very warm. And see your person, yourself with that person, holding you and hugging you and loving you. When you see that, it'll be so real to you, you will manifest it in your life. See that God has opened up the gates of heaven and letting that person walk right into your life. That's what you're looking for. That's the angel you're looking for. And let that be your reality. And don't accept anything less than that.
Okay.
And it's going to happen to you very, very soon. So I have to hold on to that thought and bring it in, because your body will magnetize this energy to you. Because when your energy that you want will match the desires of your heart and meet that person, that's when they show up in your life. And it's a miracle. So expect a miracle every day.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Even in your music. The manager may be on hold or whatever, but it doesn't matter. See yourself doing the music and the artist on stage singing and bringing really much success. It's being publicized in Billboard. It's on the charts. You're excited about it, and they're excited about it. You're jumping up and down in excitement. It's on the radio, and you got chart action already from Billboard, good reviews, and the turntables and variety. You're seeing everything happen in your life that you want to happen. It's not because of the money or the artist. It's because it's making a difference in your life to bring a creative, artistic expression to life. That's the bloodline you see, and it will happen because you believe it. So I see it for you. I want you to see it as well.
Okay.
Okay? And inject that fuel into the universe, and bam, there it is.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. But the chat room is live today, Dr. Reggie.
Okay.
Listen, if you guys have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning, although we've had conversation this morning more than readings, but go ahead and give us a call at area code 914-338-0590. I actually loved it, and Susie brought it up and mentioned it, that Valentine's Day is coming up, and I'm sure everybody's got love on their mind and looking for that perfect relationship. I'm amazed at the number of people who are looking for a relationship. We need to have a hookup here on Circles of Prosperity, don't we?
Yeah, I got some blessed love oils they can get too, you know.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. Susie even bought one of these. You call it the Come to Me oil.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And I know that you just made a few bottles for I start to call it Thanksgiving, but for Valentine's Day.
Well, when you get it, you'll be thankful.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very true. This is a blessed oil, and it's specifically for attracting
a soulmate.
So, Dr. Reggie, can you tell me a little bit about your blessed oils, and what is a blessed oil, and why is a blessed oil?
Oils are made very specifically for a reason, and depending on what you're doing, for you select the color and the fragrance and also the herb or the flower that goes into the oil, and it's pressed down. Geranium and rose oil and vanilla and honey, all these things make a certain oil, and it's blessed love oil is very powerful because it's red like Valentine, and it's charged with energy of prayer, and the oil is charged to do its job. You put it on in faith, behind your wrist, on the ears, on the nape of the neck, and it works. You start noticing people noticing you, and you go, oh, my God, what's going on? Why are they attracted to me? That's because the energy in the oil itself is on your body, and it's attracting a force of a person who resonates with the same frequency. That's how it works.
So it's not, this oil is for men, or it's a unisex oil.
Yes, it is.
It works for men as well.
Yes, it does.
I will never forget when, what was your assistant's name?
James.
James put that, he just kind of poured it on himself, and he had all these women pawing on him and everything. He was.
It was crazy. It was really crazy, I know.
Wow, that's just amazing. So listen, if you have a question for Dr. Reggie, just dial 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad, And we will take your call this morning. It's a little slow this morning, but we're still trying to get back. I think things got thrown off last week, and then Super Bowl weekend as well, so it's crazy. It's quiet, Dr. Reggie.
What's happening in the chat room?
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Well, a lot. Bob was in there, and of course he was saying that no condition to God's love. It streams so fast here because they're going back and forth.
I know.
He says, God's been withholding it, toying with emotions like it's some game.
God doesn't do that.
No. He goes, what a great God. And, of course, that's sarcasm. And then Susie told him, well, that's what's within you.
That's true.
It jumps. I'm trying to.
I know it's okay. You have to tell me everything. I'm amazed at what people are thinking, and I'm glad we have good people that listen to Circles of Prosperity who understand the power. You know,
mm-hmm.
And the power's in you,
mm-hmm.
And you can't move the hand of God that way. You know, when you love God, you move the hand that rules the world.
Mm-hmm.
And until you do, it won't happen for you.
Wow. Well, there's a lot of love going on in the chat room today.
Oh, I'm sure. They understand.
Yes, I am so grateful for people to reach out and to have the patience to continue to talk to Bob and help him.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Pam. How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, there is something that unfolded yesterday that I wasn't prepared for.
Uh-oh.
I want to get some clarity and some wisdom to handle it.
Okay.
You guys know about my son, Tristan, of course.
Uh-huh.
He had an audition on Wednesday. I met another gentleman that we've been bumping into. Been four times, and he keeps saying every time we see each other, he says, you know, this is God. He wants to represent Tristan, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the main thing. That's a side note. But Cynthia and I, we spoke about it briefly the other day, and an issue happened. You know, Tristan spent some time with his father a couple of days. And when he came home, I had to work through some things with him about things his father says to him. And Cynthia mentioned that Tristan creating that contrast or that circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
My
mm-hmm.
question is, after speaking with him last night, he brought up something from his past life. And I guess I need some kind of tool or some kind of wisdom or some kind of advice on how do I work through with him something that's happened from that past life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says at one point he mentioned that he was scared to tell me because he thought I would think he was crazy.
No, Tristan has been always a very powerful spirit. And I told you before he was born how he was going to be. When he got 9, 10, 11, 12, it's going to get more powerful. And I told you when he's around 9, he's going to talk about his past life.
Right.
And he did.
Yes.
And it's amazing. As a child who's connected to his God self and never got lost from it, he's always connected. There's always going to be contrast. When the lords of karma, the people who rule the energy of karma, come in, they will speak to him invisibly and whisper to him clairsentiently what he's going through. And when he comes to tell you, he's like, okay, how do I handle this? Because it's the archetype of his life right now, what's going on with him in symbols and in real life. The illusion of things happening in show business and what's going on with his father and all that stuff, all those things lead to memories of a past energy what he had on a cellular level. So it's talking to him. He's going to tell you, Mom, you're the closest person you understand. This is what's going on with me, and this is why it's happening, because this happened to me in my past life. Oh, my God, Tristan, so what do you feel now? You still feel that way? You feel it's going to help you to grow? Your past life is supposed to help you in your present life. So when you learn from the past, what did you learn from this? And I'm glad you're telling me. Don't feel sad or remorseful about it. It's supposed to help you to grow, to be better and stronger. Use your past to grow right now. It's going to make you stronger so that you don't have to repeat those same phases all over again. You're now provided with a contrast and a level of intellectual ability. It's going to make you stronger. And your creative side is very strong, and God is here to help you to grow from this. And you're telling me because it's to give me the instrument to help you get better and better all the time. So don't feel bad. Don't feel sad about it. Be strong and know that I am with you, and I'm the strength extending from the God force, and it's going to be better for you all the time. Use this energy when you audition. Use this energy for your father. Use this energy for your growth, and it will all be in divine order.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it gets pretty, I mean, you've said that before as well. It's going to be intense.
It is, but you know what? It gets crazy. Even things that happened to him that were not appropriate from past life.
Right. Right.
And that we wouldn't consider appropriate. But even that has to bring him into this experience to say, you know what, now you don't have to live that anymore. And nobody's going to hurt you or abuse you physically, verbally, or emotionally anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to grow from that.
Yeah. At 13. Perfect example. When we went to that audition on Wednesday, there, the gentleman that we see, you know, we consider him a really good associate now, business associate as well.
Right.
His partner, as soon as he saw us get out the car, it was just kind of like kismet. He says, "Oh my God!" He said, "This is the first time I've seen you." He says, "God's trying to do something." I said, "Maybe," but his partner, when he met Tristan, the first thing, and Tristan noticed this too. The first thing this gentleman said to him was, "Wow, look at your energy! It pops."
And amazing.
Like, he said, "Is that the first thing he saw in me, Mom?" I said, "Everybody sees that on you." I said, "You have everything that God has placed in you. It's a blessing."
It is.
I said, "Such a blessing."
It is.
He said, "But I just thought it was really weird that he said it was my energy that popped." I said, "Don't think it's strange."
No, it's not strange. You know what? That's the lingo for somebody to say when things are popping. It's a positive thing. And his energy is fabulous because it extends. He doesn't judge anything. It's who he is.
Yeah.
And let it be who he is, because Tristan is a person that understands the energy of the universe, the elements of earth, air, fire, and water. He understands protection. He understands blessing. He understands things that people do not understand normally his age.
Right.
And so a lot of times that's on him, and the crown chakra is radiating. Some people will be jealous of him, even in his own family.
Yeah.
It's going to be jealousy. Because they don't understand. But let him know it's okay. Love them where they are.
Yeah.
They're on their mission to grow. Love them where they are.
Is it okay for me to tell him that even though he desires that kind of male energy from his family, that God will always provide another avenue for that to come so he's fulfilled?
Absolutely, because it will not only come from one end, it will come from different places. If it's not there in the household, other people will provide that energy, because God will be showing up in other people to extend that to him.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, you're right.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to take up any more time.
No, it's okay. You did a great job.
This seems like that's the hurdle that I feel like I need to get over, because it's like he's always reaching out to it. He reached out to his father to spend the night that weekend, those couple of days, and it didn't turn out the way he, I guess, expects it to every time he goes.
Uh-huh.
And even though he keeps saying, "I don't want to go back over there because the energy is, I don't like the energy over there." And I'm like, okay, you don't have to go. But I still see him extending that. So that's where I get confused sometimes.
You know what you tell him? Even though your energy is very positive and very powerful, remember this, Tristan. Every positive thought and action will neutralize or destroy every negative thought and action. Your energy is very positive, and so it burns through. Don't worry about that. You are protected and shielded by light of God. Don't worry. Learn to move through it and be happy about it. Because if you face any opposition, that means there's something for these people to learn from you and that they're jealous of, and be smiling inside because God is taking you into another realm, another reality.
Okay.
And
thanks,
move forward.
Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate
it. Okay, sweetheart, we love you.
We love you too.
All right.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh,
good morning.
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm just here vibing in the chat room. It has gotten very live very early this morning and stuff, you know.
Yes.
And I just want to say to Bobby Blue, you know, I'm going to keep you in my prayers and stuff, you know, and I'm sending you love and light and healing energy, you know, and hope that it resonates with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to thank you guys for just coming on in the morning and stuff, you know, getting, you know, because this is kind of like a peak time of my day and stuff. And it's just so great to hear people, you know, interjecting positivity out into the world and stuff when so much negativity is going on and stuff, you know.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Yes. And I appreciate you too, Dr. Reggie. I'm looking forward to be working with you soon. And
great.
Whenever I can actually get the time to to actually write.
Oh, that would be great. That would be wonderful. It really will be.
Yeah, I've been so busy with school and everything and stuff, you know. And
What are you majoring in?
Well, I'm majoring in networking, and I go to DeVry University.
Wow.
And but I am now in Wichita, Kansas.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, and
DeVry is a great school. A lot of people don't know that, and it's not easy to always get in there either.
No, it's not, and it's getting extremely hard for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to you know, just hold it tight and stuff.
Right, and you will just put energy on it and know that it's going to be okay because you have a good energy, Bob. You're very intelligent. The sprinkle cinnamon, this sounds crazy as hell, but sprinkle cinnamon around the energy of what you're going to school for or the paper and say, I'm going to get this. It's going to be easy for me. Even the loan or the money and the work is going to be easy. And guess what? It'll be lifted. You'll say, oh, my God, what happened? Because cinnamon represents the fire of God. It's an herb that represents the fire of God. And the angel that represents the fire of God is called Uriel.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about cinnamon, Dr. Reggie. I sprinkle cinnamon on everything.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
Because you gave me some advice a few weeks ago, you know, about the casino and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down there and stuff. Before I went down there and stuff, I sprinkled cinnamon all over the money and stuff.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
And actually, I give that advice to other people, and they look at me strange and stuff, you know.
But, you know, it works well. I did it with a quarter. I used cinnamon and olive oil and put a quarter in the thing in Las Vegas, and $24,000 came up on the machine.
Wow.
And man, people were screaming and acting crazy. It was wild. Lights were going off and around.
Yeah. Dr. Reggie, I had some questions when I first came in and stuff, but I've been vibing in the chat room so much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like lost my way and stuff and what I was wanting to rap with you about. Could you just tell me what's actually I'm to be dealing with here in the next week or two? I mean, we all are going through some things and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But I also feel this. Some of the worry you're thinking about is financial, but you don't have to do that because the provision comes from the Spirit. And it's going to work out well. It is. It's going to work out well. But you have to let it go and don't try to force. That's called the forcing current. But simply allow it to flow into your life. Allow things to happen and see where it's taking you and follow the signs. You understand what I'm saying? Follow those signs. There will always be symbols in your mind, in your heart, and God reveals it in your mind. And follow those signs and say, oh, wow, now what does this mean? And he'll give you the answers, too.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get those dream impressions, if you dream about it, write those dreams down. Keep a dream diary because angels speak to you on the dreamscape level, and they want to talk to you, so listen to them. They'll even reveal themselves to you and show you who they are and show you what's going on.
Oh, man. I was talking about dreams, right?
Uh-huh.
The last dream I remember me having is that, I don't know, I was astroplaning or something, you know, through
yes.
the universe, and somehow I come up beside an Indian riding a buffalo, and that has baffled me death, you know, for about the last month.
Oh, my God. But you know what's really amazing about that? Buffalo represents something very powerful in the Indian culture, you know, and it's a major thing about being chief, being in charge, being in control, and it's a very strength, a very strong energy, a very strong element on the totem, and that's what they believe in. When they conquer the energy of riding the buffalo, an Indian on the buffalo, and it's normally a chief, somebody with a full headdress riding because it conquered something, you are now in a mood to conquer all your fears and all your problems. That's a symbol for you to learn from, to travel that path, to go through that treadmill of saying, I'm going to succeed in everything I do. This is powerful for me, a very powerful lesson. This is an archetype that the angels are giving me to look at what's going on with me, and the buffalo is a strong symbol. If I can conquer this, I can conquer anything. And guess what? You will.
Wow. That is so heavy, you know, because the more I had pondered on that and stuff, you know, and actually that's the energy that I feel is that, you know.
Yes.
I can just, you know, just stand your ground and go and handle it, you know.
That's what it means. That's what it means, and you're doing a good job at it. And with the strength of God with you on your side, there's nothing that can't happen. When you think that he's not with you, he's right beside you. These angels are all around you. Even before you were born and you come through the veil of the mother vehicle to get on this planet, they are with you even then. Even until your whole life is over, they're still with you to help you transition to the next life. They're with you all the time, watching, watching.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Looking at you. So that's a good thing.
Yeah,
they're
I feel
monitoring
that.
Everything.
I feel that. I feel a crowd around me.
Yes.
I feel a big crowd around me and stuff, you know, and I'm working now to, you know, to communicate stuff, you know, and I'm constantly, you know, like, well, I ask for signs because I can't understand these sounds and things that I be hearing and stuff, so I ask for signs and stuff. And as you say, you know, they are...
If one of the sounds you hear is a real strange sound, like a beeping sound, or
yeah.
a strong, long beep, that's God responding to you.
Yeah, I hear like a beep, and then sometimes...
Yeah, that's it. That's
I hear
exactly
something
it.
Like a... It's more like a more of a baritone sometimes, like
yeah,
a blowing of a trumpet or something.
Uh-huh.
Like
that. That's the energy of one angel, Gabriel, Uriel, and the energy of God talking to you. And it's going to be a lot of things opening to you very soon, so be holding on to your seatbelt.
Okay, I'm learning patience just like Bobby.
That's right. Okay. Very good.
I appreciate you, Dr. Reggie. I know
okay.
some others want to get in and stuff. And now,
all right.
Because I know I'm going to be rapping with you a lot. And,
okay, sounds good.
And I'm going to have to give me some of that oil and try it out.
Oh, absolutely, you should. It's great. It's amazing.
Okay.
Call the 800 number, 800-401-8129.
Yes, I'm linked up with the Prosperity Circle.
Okay.
And that's where I got the information from.
Oh, very good. Okay,
and,
excellent.
So as soon as they, you know, they straighten out my bank account and stuff, you know, I will, you know, order me some.
Okay, not a problem.
I appreciate you.
All right.
All right. Everybody be safe.
All right.
Love and light.
Sydney,
oh,
are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Reggie. I'm here. I didn't go anywhere. I'm
I heard
still
clicking and typing. I thought, oh, my God.
I know. I'm trying to follow this chat room. It's just live. He didn't lie. Listen, if you guys can get on the chat room, you'll have a good time today. Honestly, you will. It's amazing just how, you know what is blessing me so much right now, because you can't see it, Dr. Reggie, but how patient and loving the people are that are in the room. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. So, Dr. Reggie?
Yes.
What do you want to do now?
Well,
we have 15 minutes, and our queue is very light. If you want to call in, this is a perfect time. Area code 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad.
If not, then we can do the closing prayer and keep going.
If not, we're going to rock and roll and go ahead and get the weekend started, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a winner to me, Dr. Reggie.
Okay.
Go ahead and take us into our closing prayer.
All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, a beautiful message for everybody. I pray for Bob to get clear understanding and open up his mind and his heart to be receptive to your energy and your love, not your condemnation and have resentment. Let him find love. Let his heart be softened to hear you. Take your hand and touch his heart. Thank you, Father, for this beautiful energy of circles of prosperity. Let it prosper and grow in more than one way, in all ways for all people. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. You guys have a great weekend.